Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Had a little technical difficulty for a minute. You know, one of those days where everything goes crazy? Yes. Anyway, that kind of a day. I'm going to download stuff, and batteries fell out of the mouse. Anyway, what bore you with that? Okay. Anyway, we're having a good day here. Went to a wedding that lasted forever last night. Please, what's up with that? And having the fun here. I got to check something. Okay. I don't know what it is. I'll just put it down. And so I hope you're all having a good time with everything as well. I will start my show by playing something while trying to download something at the same time. Only now I lost my show. So I will try to find it again. Oh, boy. I'm having one of those days, people. One of those days. Anyway, go back. Really? I can't believe this is going on. I can't believe it. You know what? I'm going to play Fool for Love while I figure out my problem here by my friend Nick Schaefer. Here we go.
Love, how
play. Yes, you gotta break the mail. Break my head, break my heart. This kind of love is a delicate art. Gonna see it through, no matter how the neighbor complains. But I'm not the kind of fool.
Had a double loop there because technical difficulties. I lost my switchboard. George Bettinger understands that because he's from the mom and pop shop. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's the mom and pop shop. Go and Facebook friend them and get on their thread every day, and he'll give you a shout out, I'm sure. I'm sure he will. So I'm multitasking here, and it's just going, it's going crazy. It's going crazy here because I'm not good at multitasking. I'm starting to see this. I thought I was good at it. I thought it was good, but I guess I'm not. I'm not. Let's see. Who can we... let's have some time so I can figure this out here. And how about little Betty and King Kong in honor of George?
King Kong. atoms. An atom is the smallest part of an element. Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand?
Let me
guess what I've got on the tip of my tongue. Here's a hint, guess as small as you can. If you don't know the answer,
I give up.
Don't fret,
sweat,
don't rack your brain.
Ow.
Simply reply,
billions of atoms.
Everything.
Atoms are in everything.
Core of all matter, the
atoms are in everything.
Core of all matter, the
Betty. Song Betty. By Lascivious Biddies. A lot of alliteration going on here. And now I'm going to play a little of my favorite Chuck Colombo from his CD, My Cat is a Zen Master.
1, 2, 3, 4. In a cafe, turn my laptop on. Surf on over to mykarma.com. Answer 50 questions about the life I've led. Got the high score in everything I said. But later in the evening when I got home, found the door busted in, all my stuff gone. In a hot spot, turn my laptop on. Surf on over to mykarma.com. Says every time I do a good deed, it's like money in the bank, it's guaranteed. Later I helped a blind man cross the street. Bus pulled up and ran over my feet.
Check him out. Facebook friend him. He can always use another friend. And in the house is Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this Tuesday, she's having Walter Dominguez and Shelley Morrison. You know Shelley Morrison. She played Rosario, the feisty housekeeper, on Will and Grace. Anyway, they produced this remarkable film. And it's called Weaving the Past, A Journey of Discovery. And it's an inspiring documentary about Walter's journey back through time to connect with his heroic Mexican-born immigrant grandfather. So you don't want to miss Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. Also in the house, George Bettinger. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. George Bettinger, man of many voices and many talents. Yes, yes, yes. And he'll be in the house Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. On Dream Network. Dream, just go to Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. You get more information. Cyanide, all the way Marco Polo from somewhere near Amsterdam doing God knows what on a computer. But he always does it before his boss gets in time to see him doing it. I don't know. Anyway, I also want to mention, who do we got? A couple of projects going on that I want to mention. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, yes. Tail. Tail is on. I love this. Tomorrow at the Three of Cups, Tuesday, April 30th. Oh, a storytelling show with music. It is absolutely fascinating. I had the honor of performing there myself. It'll be at the Three of Cups Lounge, threeofcups.com, if you want to find it, 83 First Avenue at 5th Street in the East Village, 83 First Avenue, Tuesday, April 30th at 8:30. And get this, 8:30 p.m., it's free, but get there early because the place is packed, and it's packed with celebrities, so you don't want to miss this. Tomorrow, you'll be seeing my friend, my personal friend, Joe Mulligan, DC Benny, Lisa Kleiman, Ellie Ryder, Harmon Leone, Julia Weidman, and music with Don Puglisi. Oh, I've featured him on my show before. Don Puglisi is great. So you want to check that out very, very shortly. You want to get over there and check that out. And as I multitask, yay, Joe Mulligan. Yeah, he's a great friend here. And so I don't know what's happening in your neck of the woods, but it seems like it's flooding places. There's always something going on. George, take me away from all that.
Say it as you could write, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger, I'm multitasking here at the same time, and... And I really should stop multitasking because, as we all know, I'm not very good at this, and I'm not doing well. But as we speak, I'm submitting myself for bizarre parts in movies. Back at my studio, let me play some music, and then I'll go back there and do it again. Hey, what's happening? Who haven't we played? We have some new people in the house. I'm trying to see. Oh, you know who I love, Camille. Where's Camille? She sent me some new Camille Theopold. Some new ones. I guess got to find them. Very talented lady. Oh, you know what? They might still be downloading. Yep, they're still downloading. Darn it. All right. Let's play some old Camille then. We'll play one old Camille, but next time we'll have her in time. Very talented girl. All right. What haven't I played? The breakdancing one. Okay, here we go.
Letters you blow with me on. Dear obnoxious breakdancing kids on the train. You're done. Your dance is over. Your music isn't on anymore. So why are you talking so loud? As if your conversation is a part of your show. No one wants to hear about how dumb your friend Tyrone is. Yo, Tyrone is so dumb. You know what he said to me the other day? This is what he said. He was like, yo, Jerry, hey, look at Shaniqua's ass. Look at Shaniqua's booty. Ain't it good? I'm like, no! What? That's so nasty! Ew! Damn! That's nasty shit. Dude! No! Girl, she keeps staring at us. She, like, will not stop. Looking at us. Damn. She got that stink eye. Yo, girl is tripping. Yo, isn't that the one that gave us a dollar? There's no way that she's mad at us because we're being really flippin' obnoxious right now. It's already annoying enough that we have to sit on this stupid L train in the middle of a tunnel. Shh. All dances kind of sucked, but you still got money. So the least you could do is let us sit in silence till we figure out who pulled the emergency brake. If I find out that it was one of you kids, passive-aggressively fantasize about slapping you all really because of how annoying you are right now. If I wasn't a pussy, I would have done the same, but I'm afraid of falling in between the tracks. So please, for the love of God, use your inside voices. Why didn't I get off the stop before? Why? I could have, it's the same amount of a walk. I could have gone off that stop, but I didn't get off it. Stupid L train. Love, Camille.
Love that, Camille. Very funny, very funny. Don't forget, Tale, you got to check out this show, a storytelling show. It's the new thing here for those of you listening. It is so fantastic, and you always see celebrities in the house. I probably will be there. I will be your celebrity in the house tomorrow at 83 First Avenue on East 5th Street in the East Village. And it's run by a very lovely woman who puts it together, Terry Mintz. She flies all the way in from California and puts on this fantastic show, free, cheap drinks on top of it. But just the spirit and the letters and everything, it's not stand-up. I mean, they're all true stories. So that's what makes it even more fun, because they're true stories. Don't you love the true stories, everyone? I know I do. And speaking of true stories, you got to love New York, don't you? I do. Let's go on a tour, shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, we're walking. Walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
But wait, I don't want you to think that I went over there and embarrassed the county by what I was wearing. I looked very good. I got help from my friend Jane Tucker from New York City. She has a daughter 6'4", so she knows how to help tall people find some clothes. She came down here to go through my closet and Tuckerized me for pageant week. And she said, trying to line up all of my clothes, do you have a pashmina? I said, I don't think so. I've had all my shots. She said, no, Jeannie, a pashmina. You wear it when it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just something that you have on. I said, well, we wear little sweaters for that. She said, you need one. I'm going to send you a black one. Left brain said, don't let her do it. Don't let her do it. She's going to send something from New York City. There's no telling what this is going to cost. Well, the pashmina came. I just want to know my information. Y'all know what it is. It's a shawl. It is a shawl like our grandmother had. Left brain looked right at it. He said, name it a pashmina. Raise the price on a shawl. Send it from New York City. I said, stop going in circles. It's apparent you don't know the style in New York City. But when I put it on, it wasn't stylish like I had seen Jane. I just put it on. It was a shawl. Next time I was with her, I saw why. She doesn't just put it on. She puts it on. She swirls that pashmina and takes this side, tosses it over this shoulder, flips up her chin. She tosses it over this shoulder, flips up that chin. So I was standing in front of the mirror trying to do this. Left brain said, what are you doing? I said, you don't know the style in New York City. Leave me alone. But when I flipped it up here, it kept falling down. So I called Jane Tucker and I said, Jane, I think my pashmina needs a little snaps up here to keep it in place. She said, it doesn't need snaps. What you need is an attitude. When you toss, flip it over your shoulder, you stare at your shoulders. It wouldn't dare come off. So I swirl that thing and toss, flip, and toss, flip, and then I stared them down, buddy. Left brain says, I said, you don't know the style in New York City. I got a speech in New York City, and I called Jane Tucker, and I said, just make sure I'm in style in New York City. What do you think I ought to wear? She said, black, nothing but black. Did y'all know this in New York? Black. She said, it's a dirty city. I said, I've always heard that. I can't wait to hear about it. She said, no, people go to work, then they go to the theater, and they go to dinner. They keep on the clothes all day, cars riding by, cabs, splash your stuff on. If you wear pale colors like you women do in the South, you'll be dirty by 3 o'clock. Wear black. Bring your black skirt, your black sweater, jewelry, your black slacks, and don't you forget that black pashmina. I had it all out. Jerry was packing his stuff. He said, what is all this black? I said, this is all I'm taking. He said, has somebody passed? Are we going to a funeral in New York City? I said, you don't know the style in New York City. You just get your clothes, but don't stand near me. The night before my speech, they had a reception in the hotel across the street. We were to go. I wore my black skirt, black sweater, jewelry, and we were leaving, and I said, wait a minute, let me get my black pashmina, because when we come back, it will be nippy. And we went over and went up that escalator to the mezzanine level. They had a big portrait of their keynote speaker, and I had on heels, which made me 6'4". Everybody knew who I was. And if there's one thing we do know how to do in the South, it's floating around the room. I went around meeting everybody. And after about an hour, I came back over to left brain, and I said, it's time for us to leave. Let's move over toward the escalator. And when we got up there to the top of it, I said, back it up. I'm going to put on my pashmina. And I swirled that thing around, and I toss-flipped, and I toss-flipped, and I stared it down, and it wouldn't have moved. And down the escalator we went. People came looking over. I gave them my pageant wave. Got to the bottom of the escalator. A woman came up and said, excuse me, why do you have a pair of black slacks wrapped around your neck? I couldn't speak, but left brain could. He said, because it's a dirty city. She said, there's a zipper hanging down your back, wide open at the waistband here. I'd taken that right leg and thrown it over here, the left leg and thrown it over there and stared them down. She says, it looks like a man or something was sitting on your shoulders and fell over and just slid out of the pants. I don't even remember leaving the hotel. The next thing I knew, we were out on the street and I was holding it on to the building. Left brain was fanning me. I was about to pass myself. And I said, I just cannot believe this is happening. And right there, it's when I talk about accepting things you can't change and keeping a smile on your face. Because right there, he said, I thought it looked funny when you put it on. You saw that I had a pair of black slacks wrapped around my neck and a zipper standing wide open. And you didn't think anything was wrong. And that's where his left brain kicked in on it. He said, I did think something was wrong. I thought it should have been zipped. Well, it gets worse. Going across the sidewalk trying to get back to our hotel, I was muttering and mumbling and everything else. And I guess finally I said, I just can't believe you didn't say something. He said, I started to, honey, but as we both know, I don't know the style in New York City.
That's Jeannie Robertson. I love her. She's very funny if you get a chance to see her speak anyway. She's a very good speaker. I think she started out as a beauty queen. Anyway, so it's pretty funny. Oh, God, my chat room's jumping here. My emails are jumping. My Facebook is jumping. I'm jumping everywhere. Betty Jo Tucker movie out of headquarters tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. No, you don't. You do not want to miss at 4 p.m. Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker. It's going to be Rosario from Will and Grace and her husband, Mr. Dominguez, Walter Dominguez. All right, I got to mention this other nice person here. Susan Jeremy is one of my favorite solo performers as well as comedians in New York City. And she's having a show, and it's Sunday, May 5th and 19th at 5 p.m. in New York City. It'll be at the Stage Left Studio, 214 West 30th Street, New York City, let's see, 6th floor between 7th and 8th. She even has all the trains you can take to get there. Take the A, take the C, take the ACE it. A-C-E, 1, 2, 3, B-D-F-N-R. It almost sounds like a song, like George, B-A-Bay, B-A-Boo, B-I-Bicky-Bye. Anyway, Susan Jeremy's having a show, Teacher in the House, A True Tale of Urban Survival, written by Mary Fulham and Susan Jeremy. It's directed by Mary Fulham. It's always good. Her shows are just terrific. I highly recommend it. Stage Left Studios, 214 West 30th. Facebook friend her, Susan Jeremy, and say you heard about her show here. She'll love that. She's the winner of Best of the Fest in the Winnipeg Fringe Festival, by the way, as well. Love her shows. I'm going to try and make it myself. It's terrific. Anyway, wow, time goes fast when you're being crazy. How about some more Camille Theobald? And George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on a whole new station. It's Dream Land? Dream something. Put it up there so I can say it right, George. I'm sorry, I haven't memorized it yet. Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Don't miss her shows. Always a delight, and read her blogs as well. Facebook friend her. She's very friendly. She's a very friendly woman. So Susan Jeremy, please check her out. Please check her out. But meanwhile, Camille's at it again. Camille Theobald. Here we go.
Drunk dude. You're kinda being inappropriate right now. What happened to you being a flamboyant gay man who doesn't like vagina at all? You touching me a lot kind of makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I think I don't like it. No. Honestly, if you weren't gay, I'd probably have freaked out a lot sooner. But I thought you were just being fun. And now it's not fun. I don't like being touched so much. Like this. Ooh, you're drunk. You are so drunk right now. Yeah, you are in my bubble. And I don't like it. And this bubble is only intended for men that I approve of, that are like near my age and prefer girls. Because that would make sense. That would just make sense. I don't, there's really no other way. Why? That's just how it works. Sexual orientation, right? You seem to be having a blast, but maybe you could do that outside of my personal bubble, yeah? In your own bubble of happiness, okay? So you're not invited in this bubble. Sorry. Why don't you go and find some people who like being touched like this? Oh, look! Barbara Streisand, drag queen! Isn't that interesting? That's way more interesting than me. You should go over there. Well, Camille. Yeah, desire. Oh, desire to see people.
young lady. This could be a founder on Facebook of all places. People do watch each other's videos, I guess. It's very, very, very fun that way. And crazy times are going here, and the time goes so fast. 1:44. Oh, my gosh. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. She's going to have a great show tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. George, post your thing so I know where it is. My friend Susan Jeremy, check her out on Facebook. Susan Jeremy, you want to check her out. Very talented woman, Susan Jeremy. And you'll get more information if you go to Facebook. And Tail, you don't want to miss Tail tomorrow. I'll be there at 8:30. Covers free, no drink minimum, but they got cheap drinks. The lineup is D.C. Benny, Joe Mulligan, Lisa Kleiman, Ellie Ryder, Harmon Leon, Julia Weidman, and music with Don Puglisi. We love the Don. Yes, we do. There's that English woman that only I can hear telling me I have 60 seconds. 60 seconds to do what in? What can I do in 60 seconds? I don't know. How about a quick Jackie Martling joke?
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Betty Jo Tucker, you're the best because you call in. I hope I'm not running up your phone bill, Betty Jo. I feel real guilty. I hope you have Skype or something. And George Bettinger, wherever you are, you didn't put the dream thing. Cyanide, love you, man. Are you going to ever get another puppy? I don't know. You seem like a puppy man. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Big kiss. Bye-bye.